Well, coming up on this episode of All Things Retirement, we're focusing on PSE&G employees. Anthony spent a lot of his time getting familiar with these employees, whether you're an executive or a union worker. And retirement planning challenges are different for PSE&G employees. So we want to talk about some of the things facing you, how to best utilize your benefits, and how Anthony and his team at Cardinal Wealth can help you if you are a PSE&G employee.
Welcome to the All Things Retirement Podcast with certified financial planner, Anthony Alfo. Here's your host, Ben George.
Welcome into All Things Retirement. I'm Ben George with Anthony Alfo, certified financial planner, founder of the Cardinal Wealth Group. And Anthony, I know this is a topic that you are pretty passionate about. You've worked with a number of PSE&G employees, and we wanted just to carve out some time to really focus on their needs and a lot of the planning challenges that come along with that.
Yeah, no, I think that's going to be a fun episode to walk through this. I have good passion here because a lot of our clients are from PSE&G. We're formerly employees there. So looking forward to digging into this today.
Awesome. Again, you can find everything online, cardinalwg.com. And as we go through this, you know, jot down the phone number, feel free to reach out. Obviously, we want to help out PSE&G employees. So if you are one that just have any kind of questions, just anything you want to run by Anthony, you can do so at 609-362-5512. Let's just start off then, a little background on who PSE&G is.
Yeah, PSE&G stands for Public Service Enterprise Group, and they're basically the main supplier of energy, electric, and gas in New Jersey. I think they have some, 12,000 employees. They provide the energy to our house in South Jersey. And they're obviously quite a big workforce and have a huge footprint in the area. And just over the last 8 years, I've been working with them.
How did you get started in this specific niche? Because, you know, there's a number of large employers around you. Why has PSE&G been a main focus of yours?
Yeah, I mean, it just really something that I stumbled upon. There was nothing that any forethought. But basically, my dad was a union contractor, not affiliated or doing any really work with PSE&G employees. He was a painting contractor, but within there, we worked with a lot of electricians in the nuclear plant. And there were friends and workers and acquaintances that needed retirement help as they were transitioning. And the first person was actually my godfather. He was retiring as a union electrician. He needed some financial planning help. And after spending some time with him on his own retirement planning needs and being pleased with our work, he basically introduced me to about 30 others that were either nearing or in retirement in on the electrician side. And, that's really what started it. And they, from there really just spawned with working with some of those other electricians that they introduced me to other PSE&G employees. And it kind of just spawned from there. And then, ironically, my wife's father is a PSE&G electrician. His brother worked on the gas side. And so it kind of just really just grew from there over the years.
Yeah, so you saw the need and had a lot of relationships with people in those arenas, so it made a lot of sense. And, as we get started, kind of helping you understand your benefits and talking about the ways that Cardinal Wealth can help you navigate your retirement planning, remember, go to cardinalwg.com. There's a services tab at the top. If you kind of hover over that, you'll see PSE&G employees. You click on that, there's a lot of great tools there already, right? So you can go through, learn a little bit more about how Anthony can help, but also there's a free guide to download, financial planning for PSE&G employees. All you have to do is put in your name, number, and you can download that. And it's got a lot of good stuff about benefits and all the kind of different areas of planning that go into this for a PSE&G employee. So make sure you check that out. And there's also a lot of information on benefits decisions as well, which we want to work through a little bit here on this episode, Anthony. So let's kind of jump into some of this conversation then. And as a financial advisor, you got a lot of experience helping these PSE&G employees save for their retirement. How do you help them make the most out of their employee benefits?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And before I jump into that, I think it's worth mentioning that with PSE&G employees, there's actually kind of two plan benefits. There's kind of the legacy set of plans, which is really for everyone that was hired prior to 1996. And then there's kind of a new plan for people that were hired after 1996, and they follow the Benefits 2000 plans. Now, we're not going to probably be able to like delve into the differences between each of them, so we'll kind of keep it a little bit more general with that. So, for example, those folks hired before 1996, you know, had a pension plan versus the folks today have a cash balance plan. So, you know, when I say pension, basically, they are very similar, but there are some nuanced differences between the two. And kind of the same thing with the 401k for those folks before 96 and the thrift savings plans for those folks after 1996. So just with that said, just trying to keep it a little bit more general that can benefit the majority here. I will say that future-wise, most of the folks retiring today are going to be on that Benefits 2000 or non-legacy employees. So with regards to your question, you know, PSE&G employees have many retirement benefits to really utilize between their cash balance, pension plan, 401k, stock purchase, their VEBA, which is basically a health savings account, group life insurance, and that's just really to name a few. I mean, that's a lot of stuff, not to mention everything that they might have outside of PSE&G with respects to whether their spouse works and has their own retirement plans. You might have outside life insurance benefits and everything else from a savings to debt to personal needs, goals, concerns. That's a lot of stuff for anyone to really try to figure out and coordinate on your own, especially if you don't really want to spend the time doing this on your own. So what we do is we really streamline the process to really make it easy for them to determine what's the best way to utilize or get the most from their plans and benefits. So we'll create what we call our financial roadmap so they can understand basically where they're headed financially, like if they never met this before and you know they've already chosen a lot of the way that they're saving, how much they might be utilizing the stock purchase plan, whether or not they use the group life insurance and which health insurance benefit plans that they use. So we'll just get a sense of where and how that's working versus where they would like to be financially in the future. This allows us to really kind of back us into ways that we can optimize their current selections and really make it better going forward. So, you know, instead of basically, I think a lot of folks do this, right, wrong, or indifference, is you know, choosing the benefits without really having a plan in place first. It's kind of like getting a prescription at the pharmacy before speaking with a doctor about the pain that you're really trying to cure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, by starting from a planning perspective, we can figure out what goals, concerns, and pains that they have that they're trying to solve for and come up with the best recommended changes, tweaks in terms of what they've chosen in their PSE&G package, and additionally, any other solutions outside of PSE&G to get them to the best financial outcomes.
You mentioned some of the other benefits that are out there, kind of beyond their employee benefits, but there are a number of things that you also find valuable to discuss, right?
Oh, without a doubt. So I would say when we're talking about folks that are getting ready to retire, Medicare or prior to being Medicare eligible, health insurance is a huge one, right? So health insurance decisions is basically brings you to an intersection. And I'm talking about those that are before age 65, where they're most likely just going to go onto Medicare. I'm talking about these employees that are retiring prior, and they have a whole host of options. It basically brings them to an intersection where you have a lot of paths to go down as a retiree. And it really depends on your family dynamic with respects to being married with and without children that may be a part of your health insurance plan still. So, for example, PSE&G has a couple healthcare options available. One, you could utilize their current healthcare plan under COBRA. It's basically like continuing the same plan that you had while you're working. And, you know, maybe you're somebody who's you like the plan and you're really close to becoming Medicare eligible, you can utilize COBRA for up to 18 months. So that could be an option that could work. PSNG also has a retiree healthcare plan that you could alternatively enroll into. And then third, you have the New Jersey ACA plan, which is kind of like the Obamacare for New Jersey. And I guess fourth would be if their spouse works and they have a healthcare insurance plan as well. So there's, I mean, really four potential options that maybe one family could be looking at. That's a pretty daunting task. And like I said, depending on their family situation, married, single, children that are dependent on them from a health insurance standpoint, along with like their retirement income, there can be significant cost differences amongst these different plans. You know, for example, instances, like I said, for COBRA, that might make sense. You really like the current plan. Maybe there's a health issue there where that type of insurance really is the best thing for you. And you don't really want to make any changes from it. And plus, you're within 18 months of Medicare eligibility. One important thing to note on that is that if you do go the COBRA route, then you become ineligible to enroll into the PSE&G retiree medical plan later. So if you do go that route, it's important to know that you're basically eliminating one option should you change your mind later.
Okay.
Sometimes using the New Jersey ACA plan, that's the Obamacare coverage that went into effect, could be the most cost effective because you might be able to obtain healthcare subsidies, which can significantly reduce the cost of your insurance premiums, especially if you have an income that's less than $80,000 for those folks married filing jointly. Whereas, you know, other times it could just make sense to go with one of the PSE&G retiree plan options. So, I mean, there potentially could be thousands of dollars a year from a cost saving standpoint with making the right selection there. So it can be daunting and overwhelming. And I find that this is one of the big areas that we're able to assist.
Yeah, no question. A lot to think through and plan for within PSE&G. So again, on the website, cardinalwg.com, if you want help kind of talking through some of these benefits, and it's a long list of different benefits, which is great, you can begin your successful retirement journey. There's a button right there on the page for PSE&G employees. You can get a free retirement roadmap to kind of start talking through some of these options a little bit deeper than we are here on this podcast. So again, take advantage of that if you are an employee. All right, let's shift gears a little bit to more of the planning side of things then, Anthony. And I know, you know, the hardest thing for a lot of people gets getting out of work. You know, you've worked a long career. I know most PSE&G employees have worked for 20 or 30 years for the company. So as you prepare to kind of make that transition where you had a nice salary you're living off of into, you know, a time when you're relying on other sources of income, how do you recommend someone prepare for that?
Oh, geez. All right. So this is definitely one of the most common questions, for obvious reasons. I'll try to keep this as short as possible because it is pretty comprehensive. But, you know, first off, what we want to do is take this pretty comprehensive question. I mean, it's simple, but there's a lot of moving parts. And, you know, we go through with each family to answer those retirement questions and the considerations that they have. I mean, the strategy varies each household because everyone has different spending goals, financial concerns, different income source amounts, debts, risk tolerance, tax rates, among, you know, other variables. So to summarize, what we're ultimately trying to do is maximize their retirement income by coordinating the family's PSE&G retirement plan with any assets, investments, benefits that they might have outside of PSE&G, like an IRA or Social Security or your spouse's retirement plans and things like that. So what we really want to start with is really determining somebody's monthly lifestyle spending needs to really keep the lights on, keep it running. And basically, we want to figure out how much guaranteed income sources like their cash balance plan, Social Security, rental income, and maybe if they have some annuities, stuff like that. We want to take what we call those guaranteed income sources where you don't really have to worry about the market performance. using how much of those sources will cover the monthly goal budget, we'll call it. And whatever is not being covered by those guaranteed sources, we call that your income gap. So just to take two quick examples, if I could, the two most popular guaranteed income sources are really going to be Social Security and their cash balance pension plan. So for the cash balance pension plan, we really want to analyze all the options, review the trade-offs between starting the income immediately at retirement versus delaying it out to a different age. Along with those income options, we want to look at, does it make sense to take the monthly payout at a single life versus a joint and survivorship option? Or does it actually make sense to just take the lump sum payout and roll it over to an IRA? In all these instances, it really depends on the situation with respect to their retirement age, marital status, and guaranteed income needs that they have. Similarly, we want to go through the process in a similar manner with Social Security. Do we start it immediately if they're eligible, assuming that they're at least age 62, or do we delay it out to a later age? And does that same decision work the same way for your spouse? If they have a good Social Security amount, should we start that immediately or delay it? So we really want to review the trade-offs between starting it at different ages, the effects on retirement income, the effects on survivorship income, because if one spouse passes away, they lose that Social Security. We want to understand it from a tax perspective. So an example, does it make sense taking a thrift savings or IRA withdrawals in lieu of starting your Social Security right away? This allows our clients to take advantage potentially of lower tax brackets, pulling money out of the IRA at a lower tax bracket while delaying your Social Security and getting higher benefits later. Additionally, we'll really delay income. We'll identify if delaying income sources, provides tax advantages like Roth conversions, and we can talk a little bit more about that in depth. But as you can see, there's many different directions one can go, and that's just really on the guaranteed income stuff, right? Just to kind of simplify it a little bit further, once we kind of get our arms around the guaranteed income sources, now we understand and can highlight the different income gaps that they might have at different points in time. Because if they delay one of those guaranteed income sources, they're going to have a larger income gap that they need to pull from their investments. And then it might get a little bit smaller at a future standpoint when all the income guaranteed income sources are turned on. But once we understand those income gaps, then we can finally get to what is on a lot of people's minds, and that's their nest egg. How do we invest it? How do we shift their strategies and allocations to match up to the income needs that they have at different given points? So we kind of will ultimately back into that, and that'll help us figure out, should we start pulling money from their IRA from their Roth IRA or a non-retirement account or their cash savings? There's so many different ways to really go about it. And then really from there, we want to look into contingency plans. What if the stock market crashes? Should their accounts be consolidated from their 401k to their IRA? Many people, obviously want to start with investment planning, but it really makes sense to try to back into it. Lastly, we want to run some risk management things, understand any weak spots, like if you were to lose a spouse, which could increase your tax rate in the future by going married, filing jointly to a single taxpayer status. We understand, what happens if you lose an income source like Social Security because a spouse passed away. How does that derail the plan? What if you have a long-term healthcare event, policy changes like higher taxes during retirement? Those are just to really name a few. So we really want to understand the potential impacts of some of these risks, protect against them from throwing the folks off course from reaching their long-term goals. So I know it's a lot. When we pride ourselves of really taking the time needed to educate our clients at their financial literacy levels, because everybody is different. Some people spend a lot of time doing this stuff and other folks really don't. So we just try to meet everybody at where they're at and take the time needed so that they can retire confidently and knowing that they made the best decisions for themselves.
Yeah, what seems like a pretty straightforward question, right? One that's maybe fairly easy to answer. You obviously see how much goes into it. And you know, we don't share that to overwhelm you and make it seem like it's impossible to figure out. It's more or less, hey, these are the things that Cardinal Wealth Group can help walk you through and help all put the pieces together to get you on track to reach the retirement that you want to and one that you can enjoy and not to worry about money, right?
Yeah, I know it's a lot, right? It sounds like a lot, but when you just take little bites at this in a process that, you know, you go through step one, that'll lead you to step two, that leads you to step three. When I'm just kind of listing all these things, it definitely sounds like, but people really don't take information in like that. It's really more about just going down this process where you step one leads you to step two. And it those little bites make it a lot easier to digest along the way for sure.
That's a good point. You don't just come in and do all this in one meeting, right?
Right.
It's
right.
Over the course of
Act,
time,
yeah, so. many meetings, yes.
Yeah. All right. For PSE&G employees, since that's who we're focused on right now, I know there's obviously challenges for everyone out there, but what are some unique financial planning challenges that you see for PSE&G employees and, you know, maybe some things that you do to help work around these obstacles?
I would say that one of the common ones that we see coming across is, with the cash balance plan and 401k being one of their biggest savings vehicles, and the majority of them being set up going into the pre-tax bucket where they get a tax deduction for having the money in there. It grows tax deferred, and then when it comes out, you have to pay taxes on all that money. I would say whether or not Roth conversions make sense, you know, converting IRAs to Roth IRA money or not. And if it does make sense, when should they do it? What amount should be converted? And, that brings us back to our previous question on, financial planning with regards to the timing of those different income streams, because that can have a big part on it. But just for those folks out there who don't know what a Roth conversion is, it's really the process of taking funds from your pre-tax accounts, like your 401k, thrift savings, or an IRA plan, and moving them into a Roth IRA. The account owner, would pay the income tax on the money that was moved from the 401k to the Roth, but then that money grows tax-free into the future, and at any point down the road, you can take tax-free withdrawals. So this process typically gets started with looking at their current tax rates versus what looks to be their future tax rates at different points in time, we'll call it different trigger points, looking at from, where they're at currently to, let's say, when they retire, when, maybe one spouse retires or both, that could be two different tax rates, when they turn on one Social Security or both Social Securities, or when they get to RMDs. If you kind of plot it along their journey over time, we can kind of take a snapshot of like what their different tax rates would be at those times. And then that would allow us to really kind of figure out what makes sense for them and whether, they should be doing a Roth conversion at all and how much they should be doing. Ultimately what we're trying to uncover is ways to bring them into a lower tax bracket and or paying less taxes over times. It's like solving a puzzle. It's a lot of fun for us to do. And like I said, it's just one area that we're focused on, but it's definitely something that's popular. And the last thing I would say about it is the fact that the Roth conversions is one aspect, but another side that we haven't really talked about is for those folks that are working, does it make sense to keep saving all that money into the pre-tax bucket because they have a Roth option that they can save into? And we would kind of take a similar type of process by looking at, whether it makes sense to put any money into the Roth 401k side or kind of mix between the two, or should all the money go into the pre-tax? So we would actually take a similar process with those folks that are still working and wondering if they should, where they should be saving those 401k dollars.
All right. Great rundown kind of what you can expect, some things that you need to be aware of, a lot of the planning that goes into it. If you are a PSE&G employee, Anthony, for anyone that gets started, I know I pointed them already to the website, cardinalwg.com. You can also call 609-362-5512. But what's the kind of the best first step for them? And you know, how do you help assist PSE&G employees along the way?
Yeah, first off, I really love working with the PSE&G employees, maybe in some ways a little underserved, but with a ton of planning opportunities. And what we have right on the website, I mean, again, whether you have 10 more years of work in you or 10 days of work until you retire, or you've been retired now for 10 months, reach out to us. Let's grab a short intro call. I'd love to learn a little bit more about where you're at, where you're hoping to be. You know, we're here to point you in a better direction, whether it's with us or not with us. We want to be a resource. We do offer a complimentary retirement roadmap where we take that comprehensive look at your financial plan, your investments, tax strategies, to name a few. And, seeing if we're able to help you and create a long-term relationship or just kind of point you in a better direction. So, yeah, don't be shy. Definitely reach out. And even if you just have one-off questions, we're happy to be a resource in any way that we can.
Very good. Well, again, start by going to cardinalwg.com. Hover over the resources tab at the top, and you'll see PSE&G employees. Click on that, and you'll have a lot of information there. And the free downloadable that you want to take advantage of as well. But we appreciate you listening, and thank you for being a part of this episode. And hopefully this has been a benefit to you. Anthony, thanks for your time as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.